Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Yesterday we said that how a very important aspect in the life and seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that of the dua that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made. And that's one thing we should focus on and concentrate on during this month of the Rabiul Awwal. Let me see how many new du'as I can learn. Let me understand those du'as as well and recite them at the appropriate occasions. Yesterday we had two du'as that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made when he had the fruit of the new season. Another dua, when it was an extremely hot day, today we're experiencing a hot day. Rasulullah ﷺ taught us a dua to make for every occasion. Even on the hot day, Rasulullah ﷺ says that when it is a hot day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala listens attentively to his servants. Why? He wants them to think about the heat of Jahannam. And in that state, in that heat, if a servant of Allah says, La ilaha illallah, ma ashad, حر هذا اليوم اللهم أجرني من حر جهنم. This is the dua. If a servant, because he's feeling hot, he says لا إله إلا الله. And then what does he say? ما أشد حر هذا اليوم. How hot it is today. And then he says اللهم أجرني من حر جهنم. Oh Allah, rescue me, safeguard me, protect me against the heat of Jahannam. When Allah hears him making this dua, Allah addresses Jahannam and Allah says, a servant of mine has sought protection against you and I testify that I have rescued him and protected him and safeguarded him against Jahannam. So let us learn these du'as. They are so easily available. If we just do a search for these simple du'as on the internet, we can find it. It's so easy for us to learn it and memorize it. But set a target for yourself. This is Rabiul Awwal. Even if it is just three more new du'as, with understanding it and the proper place and occasion when it should be recited. Now that I've done the business.